Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay. Here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome in to the Thanksgiving Eve Fantasy Sports Today. Here on Sports Grid, I'm Davis Amatic, joined today by my buddy George Kurtz. No Craig Mish today. He's, look, Craig's locked in. World Cup, he's been up since 4 a.m. He woke up at 4 a.m. to watch Morocco and Croatia. You know, he's just locked in. We got plenty to go on the show today. We're going to talk about our new friends over at Thrive Fantasy. We're going to talk Thanksgiving Day DFS. Of course, we're going to hit Fantasy or Reality. And, biggest story of the day in the sporting world, Japan steals a win in the World Cup over Germany. They went off as huge underdogs and win 2-1, scoring it pretty much at the death. It was absolutely a phenomenal game. I know George wasn't watching, but I was sitting there locked in. Pretty incredible stuff to see. Back-to-back, huge upset yesterday, Saudi Arabia beating Argentina and Japan toppling Germany today. Getting into our headlines for today, the Arizona Cardinals fire one of their offensive coaches, Sean Coogler, who apparently groped a woman after their game in Mexico City. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are both sitting out tonight against the Warriors. Pretty surprising story. The Rams waive running back Daryl Henderson. They don't trade him. You know, at the deadline, they've had him out in the cold. He's been their starting running back. He's been their backup running back. They just decide to waive him today. And the top four remains the exact same in the college football playoffs. George, what's grabbing you here? Do you have thoughts on this Rams backfield?
Yeah, my first thought was this. How much money would you have lost if you would have told somebody by week 12 that Daryl Henderson wouldn't be on the roster and Cam Akers would still be on the roster for the Rams, right? And there'd be no injury involved, no weird stuff. They just released him for whatever reason. I mean, who would have thought that? They were trying to trade Akers. They wanted to get rid of him. They benched him for a few games here. Now he remains on the team and Henderson's gone. A lot of wacky things going on in L.A. Hard to believe this team won the Super Bowl last year, because this year, whatever can go wrong has gone wrong, right? No Odell Beckham. The offensive line is a sieve. There's nobody left there. Matthew Stafford now really hasn't gotten it done. He's got concussion after concussion now. Probably should not have played last week. They should not have allowed that. Their running game has been poof, gone. Like a magic act disappeared here. So, hey, you won the bowl. I guess it doesn't matter here. But you do wonder if Aaron Donald and even McVay are maybe we should have retired.
I mean, specifically McVay, it's like he's doing quite a bit to injure his reputation as a starting coach. We also have a little bit of breaking news as we head into here to the program. Adam Schefter just reported moments ago that the New York Jets just had a team meeting. They were informed that Zach Wilson is going to be benched. They've not announced a starting quarterback. My guess is that it's probably Flacco. Like, if you're going to go, I mean, Maybe it's Mike White. Mike White has been the guy who's been the active backup quarterback on game days. Joe Flacco has been a healthy scratch. He's been the third quarterback on the team, although it was Flacco who was starting earlier in the year and not Mike White. But, I mean, George, I'll just throw it to you like this. Does Zach Wilson ever start another game for the New York Jets?
Boy, this is a tough one on so many levels here. You bring up the really important question there. Is his time pretty much done now with the Jets? All right, he played horribly against New England, right? We all know. You can make up any joke you want. You know, they had 2 yards in the second half. It's 2 more yards than I had, and I didn't play. All right, so that's not good. It's how he acted after the game as well. You knew it was going to be bad when you heard reports that he was strutting around the locker room like, you know, yeah, it wasn't his problem. He didn't do anything wrong. You know, that was going to rub teammates the wrong way. Then his comments, of course, didn't help any either here. I thought that they would give him at least a start this week because, well, he is your former number one pick, and you're playing the Chicago Bears, a team that has no defense, right? That they've been giving up, you know, points and yards to everybody here. And Justin Fields may not play. Probably shouldn't play, by the way, because of his shoulder injury. So I thought it would be a good spot for Wilson maybe to recapture whatever chance he had here. But I don't blame the Jets because they're trying to get a playoff spot here. I mean, it's hard to argue that Flacco, even Mike White would give you a better chance to win the game, right? That defense is top five, top eight at worst here. That's playoff level D. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to win us, almost a Stanley Cup. They're not going to win the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi trophy here, but they could make the playoffs. So I understand this, but Dave, you bring the major question here. Is his time just about over now? I think he'll get one more shot. I do think he'll get one more, but he's not the guy. I just don't think he's the guy, no.
Yeah, and I mean, they are giving up one of the biggest advantages in sports, which is having your starting quarterback be on a rookie contract. But I guess, you know, it's not a big advantage if your starting quarterback stinks, right? And probably more importantly, you're not going to exercise that fifth-year option on Zach Wilson to be your backup. So you got to think that probably the most likely thing to happen for him this offseason is just getting cut or getting traded. The Cardinals were able to get off Josh Rosen. Actually, it looks like one of the greatest transitions of a franchise ever is the Cardinals drafting Josh Rosen top five overall, then actually getting a pick back for him, getting the number one pick the next year, and then selecting a guy who they ended up giving a huge contract to. Now, here on this show, we are not fans of Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury. We don't think they're very good coaches and general managers. But, I mean, the Jets are...
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
South Carolina's got everything, natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
Are in a pretty difficult spot now because they're not going to get a good pick. I mean, they already have 6 wins. They're not going to be able to take, any of these stud quarterbacks coming in. Maybe they're able to get Anthony Richardson later in the draft, but they're going to be going down the road. You know, the Saints have been on, the Colts have been on, just bringing in these veteran quarterbacks and hoping to get to 10 wins. So we'll see how that goes, guys. We have an absolutely jam-packed show for you. Thanksgiving DFS, Thrive Fantasy, Fantasy Reality. Don't go anywhere. Stay here with George and I for the next hour. See you on the other side of break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. Spain just scores against Costa Rica in the World Cup to go up 1-0. I'm just going to keep and make sure that George is updated on all the goings-on in the World Cup. Of course, we have Thanksgiving NFL DFS to discuss. Probably one of the most fun slates of the year. You got all day to sweat it. You know, you can be late swapping. You're there with your family. You got something to root for. Obviously, we're all going to be wagering on prop bets and everything. So it's just a lot to go. It's a great sports day. Thanksgiving, always a great sports day. And, you know, I think unusually we actually have the first game of the day being the highest total game of the day between the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions. The Vikings and Patriots are the nightcap. The Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants are the afternoon nap game. And George, getting into the quarterbacks over on FanDuel, of course, Josh Allen is the most expensive at 9,500. Dak Prescott is 8,000, 7,500 for Daniel Jones, 7,400 for Kirk Cousins, 6,900 for Jared Goff, 6,500 for Mac Jones. You just got to feel like, I mean, you would be very, very surprised, even if a more run-heavy Buffalo doesn't have Josh Allen end up being the highest-scoring quarterback of the slate.
I'm not so sure of that, right? Josh Allen's not playing great of late. I think that elbow is a hurt much more than they're willing to let on. He can play through it. So, you know, I don't think there's any danger there. But I'm not so sure that, you know, I think him playing twice in 4 days, I think the Bills in some ways want to win this game, get him a 10-day rest. You know, if they can win it without him having to throw the ball 35, 40 times, great. His numbers of late have not been off all that fantasy friendly. They've been solid, but not what we expect Josh Allen here. So I'm not going to pay up for him. I think Dak I might go at here. The Giants secondary is a mess. Reading the news today out of, out of the Giants, they may be down both starting cornerbacks here. And, you know, it wasn't like Cooper Rush had any problem throwing against them the first time anyway. Now you get Dak, you know, a full gallops there. This could be a mess for the Giants. Dallas almost has their choice. You want to throw it against them? Go ahead. You want to run against them? Go ahead. They both should be successful here. Hard to see Dallas not scoring 30-plus points here. I think Daniel Jones, he's going to need to run a lot. I think he'll get about 80 yards rushing. Yeah, but can he throw some touchdown passes in there? I don't know if the Giants are going to score more than a touchdown or two in this game, so I don't think I'm going to go with him. No, thank you, Kirk Cousins. Davis, I'm sort of Jared Goff. If you want to spend money elsewhere, Jared Goff sort of interests me.
Yeah, so I like Jared Goff specifically because I think he has the best stacking options in terms of the price. You have Amon-Ra St. Brown, you have DJ Shark, you have Khalif Raymond, and I mean, I think that you can obviously use him in Buffalo-Detroit game stacks, and exactly what you said, you know, hope that Josh Allen doesn't score any rushing touchdowns. You know, maybe he gets to like 27, 28 FanDuel points, but Jared Goff gets to 22, and, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown has a big game, or Khalif Raymond has a big game. I think Dak is probably my favorite option, though. You know, you can use him with Noah Brown, you can use him with Michael Gallup, you can use him with Dalton Schultz. I think that's probably the direction that I'm headed on my main FanDuel team. Moving to the running backs, sort of an interesting dichotomy here. I mean, Saquon Barkley is 8,800, but how about our guy, Tony Pollard, 8,500, more expensive than Dalvin Cook, more expensive than Ramondre Stevenson, way more expensive than Zeke, Jamal Williams. You know, the Buffalo running backs are priced way down there. And I actually think the fact that, I mean, FanDuel did a great job with the pricing. I don't anticipate Pollard being all that popular at 8,500. And what I'll tell you is, no chance am I not playing this guy. I mean, Tony Pollard looks like, you know, Bo Jackson reincarnated, looks like Barry Sanders. Give that guy 15 touches, he's getting you 150 yards and two touchdowns. He looks absolutely unbelievable. And I also think that Barkley sitting there at 8,800, I think so many people will just opt for Dalvin Cook, Ramondre Stevenson. The Buffalo guys are going to get some run as well. I think Barkley, it's not a particularly great spot for him, obviously, but I do think he ends up getting a little bit overlooked.
You do wonder if the Giants are going to do what the Minnesota Vikings didn't do. Commit to the run, stay with the run no matter what the score is. All right, you get into a passing attack with the Cowboys, Daniel Jones is going to get killed, and it's going to be another 40-3 blowout here. We saw what the Packers did. Even down two touchdowns, fourth quarter, still ran the ball with Aaron Jones, is what Dallas doesn't do well. My only issue about Barkley, not involved in the passing game as much of late, for whatever reason. You know, we need those points there. Everything you said about Pollard is true, so I'm not going to go into that. I'm staying away from Dalvin Cook. I think the Patriots are going to bottle him up without a problem here. I don't think they're worried about Kirk Cousins or stopping Cook. Stevenson is someone I like. I like, especially at the price here. Here's a nice little stat for you about Jamal Williams. The Denver Broncos have 13 touchdowns this season. Jamal Williams has 12. All right, so if you, once again, you set the stack here. You want to stack Williams here, I don't mind it. He's the touchdown guy for Detroit, not DeAndre Swift. For whatever reason, maybe they don't want him to get banged up at the goal line, but he's someone I'm looking for here. So I think Stevenson is probably, as far as a one-off, my favorite play. But if you want to stack with Jamal Williams, I'm all with it.
Yep, I am. I'm on board. I'm on board with that. I mean, I like Damian Harris a good bit as well. Feels like he'll be 10-12% owned, something like that. Good fit for FanDuel scoring. Think he can. I mean, he's one of those guys very similar to Jamal Williams. I think he can probably score twice as well. He looked very strong last week. Moving to the wide receivers, this is it's just the new day and age of fantasy football. The wide receivers are always the guys who project the best. Stephon Diggs, 9,300. Justin Jefferson, 8,600. CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra St. Brown at the high 7,000s. They're likely to be probably the two most owned players of the slate. Gabe Davis, always good leverage on Stephon Diggs. We have Jacoby Myers sitting there. All of these teams, their best fantasy options are wide receivers. The Bills, the Lions, the Cowboys. I mean, I guess you could argue Pollard is slightly better than Lamb, and particularly in that night game, the Vikings. I mean, Justin Jefferson has been so unbelievable. What direction do you think that we should go here?
Yeah, plenty of good options here. Hard to go with Jefferson against New England. We saw Dallas bottle him up. New England's a good defense. Good defense here. I'm not so sure I'm going to see things get much better here for JJ, so I think I'm going to pass. CeeDee Lamb, the only thing you're worried about is Dallas runs the ball so well they won't have to throw. But like I said, Giants secondary, a mess. Hard not to like CeeDee Lamb here. I'm on St. Brown, so to the same degree, if you want to go crazy with Detroit, I can see it. I don't think I'm going to go any lower than that as far as Myers. Gabriel Davis is the definition of boom or bust. He might go off, he might do nothing. Right, we just don't know with him. Stephon Diggs is the first option there anyway. I'm probably, once again, if you look at the goal in the, I guess the mid route, CeeDee Lamb would be my guy. I think he is going to have some run here, but I don't see a wild game unless he hits a couple of huge plays here. I think Dallas will keep this close to the vest with the run game.
I think you're probably right. I think that this will end up being a more conservative game plan. Probably not going to stop me from playing Michael Gallup though. Finally, moving to our tight ends, the worst position in fantasy football, T.J. Hockenson, the most expensive at 6,300. Our guy Dalton Schultz, Dawson Knox, Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Brock Wright. I mean, whichever one of these guys scores a touchdown, honestly, is probably going to end up being the highest scoring one because none of these guys project for double-digit points on FanDuel. It is just truly a gross position and even more gross on a three-game.
Once again, as far as that's concerned, because I think Buffalo scoring four touchdowns in the game, so I hope Knox can get one of them here. I think Hockenson's the best of the bunch here, but I don't know he's going to get in the end zone there. He had a couple of chances last week, didn't come through there. Give me Knox. Dalton Schultz, I think, will probably catch the most balls, but those are usually short yards. They're not like the 18-yard plays here. They're all, he had six catches for 38 yards. You know, like as you said, that's 9 points. If he doesn't get a touchdown, you don't get those double digits here. Give me Knox. I think Knox gets in the end zone.
Yep, I think you're right. Knox probably my favorite play. I will be doing a little bit of Dak, Gallup, and Dalton Schultz. I think that's good leverage on Tony Pollard, really good leverage on CeeDee Lamb. And I don't hate Hockenson either. But just in general, I mean, I think that this position is likely to be the position that matters the least. I don't foresee like a 20-point ceiling from any of these guys. So I think that's the right way to play it. Obviously, we are going to have plenty of analysis on all the Thanksgiving Day games on the channel tomorrow for in-game lives. So make sure that you guys are tuned in for that. We are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on the program. When we return, we have our
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
New friends from Thrive Fantasy. We have a wholly sponsored segment for them, so don't go anywhere. Be ready to download and chase after that app. We'll see you back here after break in just a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. We are here to tell you about our new friends over at Thrive Fantasy. You can come prop up with us on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a really unique daily fantasy sports and esports platform for player props. Very simple. You use the app to compete in contests against other users, but instead of just selecting players and the points they score, you simply select either side of their props and enter in to large contests. You can use the promo code SportsGrid when you sign up today, and you will receive a 100% instant first deposit match up to $250. You can download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or the Google Play Store, or by simply visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. You can sign up and prop up today. All right, so George, we're going to get into it. I have five selected props I went through. I entered some contests over on ThriveFantasy.com, and you can tell me how wrong I am, how bad I am. Beginning, of course, with what I thought was one of the easier ones, Amon-Ra St. Brown over 5.5 receptions. That is, really very low compared to all the games that he has played since he returned from his injury, from his fake concussion that he never really even entered the concussion protocol. He has 7 receptions, 4 receptions on 9 targets against Green Bay, 10 receptions against Chicago, 7 against the New York Giants. How does my Amon-Ra St. Brown over 5.5? I mean, how does that lose? That just feels like a lock.
You see, it's when you talk like that that things go wrong. Okay, and I agree with you, by the way. I'm on the over at St. Brown prop 5.5 as well. Every game script's going to tell you there's going to be a lot of throws in this game. It's indoors, right? So we're not going to have any problem throwing the football here. Buffalo, like I already said, they're going to score 4 touchdowns in this game, puts them probably over 30 points. Detroit's going to have to throw the football. I'm with you. I got nothing, no way I can go under this. If you don't believe in the over, fine. Are you really going the under here? You're just going to leave it alone here. No, I think he probably gets around 7-8 here. He has to. Unless he gets hurt or Goff gets crushed, he has to get that amount.
Yeah. All right. My number one favorite of the day, not even close. I like this one even more. Daniel Jones over 0.5 interceptions. I mean, he obviously is like, he's toned down the interceptions a bit this year. In fact, he only has 4 at this point. But if you look at the games where he has been forced to throw, he has way more turnover-worthy plays. He just had 2 interceptions against the Detroit defense of all defenses. They are really big underdogs. I believe over a touchdown underdogs here at Dallas. I know that they've been good this season. Well, I don't know if the Giants have been good. They've been very lucky in terms of winning games this season. They are 7-3. But I think that we see probably a close to season high in passing attempts for Daniel Jones here. I love the over 0.5 interceptions for our guy Daniel Jones.
Yeah, this is a prop I like to play on our few quarterbacks each Sunday, though, to throw a pick here. Indoors, I get a little worried about it because you might not get a bad weather pass here, but I expect Dallas to be winning this game by a lot, which means Daniel Jones is going to force the throw more. They might be one-dimensional, which means Dallas is going to pin their ears back, and I think Jones is going to throw up some balls that are like, let's see what happens here. Let's see what happens. And let's face it, there's always a deflected ball we might get here that could be picked off here. I'm with you. You said it's your number one. It wouldn't be my number one, but I do think Jones is throwing a pick tomorrow. Everything says he will to me, other than the fact that, as you just said, he's only thrown 4 this season, although one did come against the Cowboys in that first game here. 2 last week, won the Aiden Hutchinson where he bad dropped back and maybe he just didn't see the guy. But I got to agree with you here. I think Jones is going to throw an interception as well. Like I said, I don't know if he'd be my favorite here. I kind of like the St. Brown one of the first 2 better, but I do think he'll get picked.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you which side I'm on this one, but the Thrive Fantasy line for Saquon Barkley total yards. So this is rushing plus receiving, I guess throwing yards does not count. 128.5 yards. This is on my list. Which side of that would you be on?
Wow, that's a high number. All right, I can tell you this. For the Giants to have any chance in this game, he better hit the over. He better hit the over. The question is, like I said, I brought up earlier, will Daboll and the Giants be like the Packers? And even if, all right, if you're going to drop back and pass 30, 40 times, Jones is going to end up in a casket. You're going to get 3 interceptions, forget 1, and the game's going to be 40-10. All right, it's going to be a blowout here. So I do think they're going to give him the ball over and over and over again, but he hasn't been involved in the passing game. I'm going to go the under. I don't love it, by the way. This is not a prop I will play. All right, but I'm going to go the under. I don't think he's going to. That's a high number, 128.5. You know, Giants are banged up, short week. No, I can't go with it. No Neil either, but he's probably not playing for the Giants. No, can't go with it.
Yep, you got on the same side as me. I like the under here. Now, obviously, in the games that the Giants have been favored, that the Giants have won, he has soared over this number on multiple occasions. I mean, against Houston, he had 160 yards, but he's been under this number more times than you would think. I mean, even in wins against Baltimore, wins against Green Bay, and it was actually under this number, very close to going over it in their initial loss to Dallas earlier in the season. I think the issue with betting the over here is Barkley has not really been used a ton as a receiver this season, and that is a problem for getting the overs on these props, because I don't think, you know, if they just hand the ball off to him 20 times, I don't think that gets us there either. So I am on the under on this one as well. Moving to the other side of that Giants-Dallas game, we have CeeDee Lamb's prop sitting at 81.5 yards. And I thought this one was pretty interesting because in some of these games that they've won by quite a bit, last week, for example, against Minnesota, 40-3, he only gets 45 yards, obviously was the highest scoring player of week 10 with 11 receptions, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns, but hasn't been over 85 a ton this season, or over 81 rather. So George, which side of CeeDee Lamb, 81.5 receiving yards, do you fall on?
Yeah, I think you know what I'm leaning here, right? Keep saying it over and over again. Giants could be down quite a few members in their secondary. I mean, it may be desolate here in their secondary, where they're pretty much calling up people from the street to see if they can play cornerback. And we know McKinney's out as well, right? Had the ATV accident during the bye weeks, so he won't play. This is all setting up for a big day. The only way that, once again, that Lamb wouldn't get this is sort of a similar game script to last week. They're running the ball so well, they don't need to throw the ball into a secondary. Don't need to take chances, right? The only way to lose the game would be to have a couple of balls picked off by Dak Prescott. That being said, it only takes a big play or two for Lamb to get this. And we saw in the first game with Cooper Rush, he had one big play, could have had another easily. He dropped the ball here. It's in Dallas. I think they're going to make some big plays, wanting to put on a little bit of a show here. You know, they got their throwback uniforms, the white helmets and stuff like that. I think he gets over this total.
Yep. I'm on over this total as well. I mean, this is just my thing. It's like CeeDee Lamb. I mean, obviously he went to Oklahoma. Everyone sees the helmet right behind me. Grew up being a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. Like CeeDee, one of my favorite players. I don't really think the Giants have any hope of hanging with Dallas in this game. Although if Craig was here, Craig would be telling, you know, Davis, don't you learn? The underdogs always win. The underdogs always cover. Like, you should never be so confident in a favorite. But I do feel pretty good about our guy, CeeDee Lamb. And then, honestly, one of the most mystifying lines to me that has been posted over on Thrive Fantasy is our guy, Dalvin Cook. I was quite surprised by this. Compared to Barkley's line, the total yardage line for Dalvin Cook is 85.5. I thought that was legitimately surprising here in this spot against the Patriots. Which side of 85.5 on Dalvin Cook do you like?
Well, with Dalvin Cook, what does Bill Belichick like to do? He likes to take away your biggest weapon. Does he consider that Cook? Does he consider that Jefferson? Yeah, what is, I mean, I think it might be Cook. And I say, listen, Jefferson might be the better player, but I think it might be Cook. So I think he wants to put Kirk Cousins in a position to have to throw the football. And I think he wants to do that. I don't think he's worried about Cousins. I think he knows that his pass rush can get there. So if he can stop Cook, he can control this game. You know, I think that's where he's going to lean. I don't think it's going to be an easy get for Cook at all. I wish the number was higher. I do, because I think the Vikings at the last week, they know we got to keep going with the run game. We got to keep going with the run game. This is you can make an argument it's going to be a tougher game though this week as far as playing a defense, because New England is good against the run, as good as they are against the pass, and they can get to the quarterback here. Boy, this is your toughest one for me. I'm going to say the over, because I think the Vikings are going to keep going with him over and over again. But wow, this is one guy I could see. You can make a good argument the other way as well. But give me Dalvin Cook over.
Yep, I agree with your analysis. I mean, again, looking at the games that the Vikings have had to play close, you know, that they ended up winning, he goes over this just with his rushing totals. 90 yards rushing in week 1, 96 yards rushing in week 3, 94 against Chicago, 111 against Arizona, 119 against Buffalo. And honestly, like, I think this game is going to play out very similarly to that awful Jets-Patriots game we saw last week. I think both teams are just going to be running the ball a lot. I think we're going to see a lot of Ramondre, a lot of Damian Harris. And really, you know, the reason why I think this total is so low is Dalvin has not really been used like a wide, you know, he just hasn't been used a ton as a pass catcher this season. This year, he has only 34 targets. That is like very low for him relative on a per game basis. And I think your analysis on Justin Jefferson is also correct. I think that Bill Belichick is going to want to stop Jefferson. So I would imagine we see a little bit more of Cook as a receiver. So I'm on the over here as well. So guys, make sure to go download Thrive Fantasy. Use the promo code SportsGrid to get your 100% deposit match up to $250. Join us over on Thrive Prop Up and just to let us know how you do in the contest. We are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on the program Fantasy or Reality when we return.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wager.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurch, Craig Mish. I mean, he's just locked in on Spain, Costa Rica. Spain up 3-0 in the first half. Couldn't pull Craig away from his TV to do the program today. Of course, a reminder to everyone to please be following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on Twitter. You can also follow us on Instagram and various other social media sites. You don't want to be missing out on all the news, notes, highlights, analysis, all the best stuff that you can get to further your sports wagering entertainment. We're going to provide you guys everything that you need to know: college basketball, college football, pro football, World Cup, golf. We got everything covered on the network, so make sure that you are following at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. George, you know, look, we're 55 minutes into the show. I haven't asked you, how you feeling about Aaron Judge, man? Are you feeling nervous? Are you checking your phone every 5 minutes waiting for the news that he's going to be a Los Angeles Dodger or a New York Met? I mean, what is going on in the mind of Yankees fan George right now?
I don't think at this point in my life I get nervous, but I do jump a little bit whenever I hear the ESPN tone on my phone for breaking news. I'm like, don't ruin my Thanksgiving. Please don't ruin my Thanksgiving, okay? He's in San Fran today. I do think this is a game of sort, because it was funny. He landed in San Fran, I think it was Monday, and all the media was there. How'd they know he was going to be there? That's because his agent leaked it. All right, so this is the game you're playing now. This is a message to the Yankees. He's in San Fran. All right, San Fran, the ownership has let everybody know. They will not be outbid for Judge. So if Judge wants the most money, it will be with San Fran more than likely. And he did grow up 95 miles from San Francisco. So I think San Francisco is the biggest threat. The Dodgers, I think, also are a threat. They're not going to get out of Trey Turner's probably not going back there. That's a big market. Bellinger, probably not going back. I think they might be more on the pitching side. I think they might want more DeGrom and or Verlander. But it's still a threat there. So, yes, I'm worried that Judge won't go back. But, Davis, I'm also this. If I was the GM of the Yankees, if I'm Cashman, I'm not giving him a 10-year contract. You're going to eat it the last 3-4 years. I'm not doing it. If he would sign for 7-8 years at $38 million, okay, I could be talking to that. But I'm not giving him a 10-year, $400 million contract. I'm just not doing it. So I am that practical guy as well. But as a fan, yeah, he would be my favorite player. He's the only player that I tell my wife, who's not really a big baseball fan, hey, honey, you got to come in. You got Judges up. He might hit the ball 900 feet. The only player I tell my wife to come in and watch here. We call him the monster in the house, what he is here. Hate to lose him. But, yeah, I'll be a little shaking every time I see ESPN come on my phone that it's Judge. San Francisco has a 10-year, $425 million contract. Yeah, that'll worry me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, it sucks to lose a guy like Aaron Judge, but at the same time, you don't want a 38-year-old Aaron Judge making $57 million sitting there, clogging up the DH spot for the Yankees. So I get it from both ways. But, of course, guys, we are going to go ahead and get into fantasy or reality. All right, we really tailored this one for 17-year-old me and current George Kurtz, because we're going to be talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Odell Beckham has been telling people, Schefter's been reporting this, Rap Sheet has been reporting this, that he's pretty close to being back and ready, cleared to be on a football field. It's week 12. He still has not signed with anyone, and the rumors are really linking Odell Beckham Jr. to George's Dallas Cowboys. So fantasy reality, Odell Beckham Jr. will be a Dallas Cowboy by Monday, George.
Yeah, this is interesting on so many levels, right? As far as Odell Beckham is concerned, nobody knows where he's at or where he's going to be at as far as on the football field. All right, we've seen Chris Godwin, Michael Gallup, Chase Young. I mean, Godwin, first thing he does is get hurt again when he comes back from the ACL. Gallup has really been a shellless for himself so far. It takes time. Generally, we're told with ACLs, it takes 2 years before you're yourself. So but we might not see Beckham until next year. Plus, this is a revision, which he's already had an ACL surgery. So we just don't know. As a Cowboy fan, yeah, I'd like Beckham. All right, it can only help. All right, yeah, the more the better. Take some defensive coverage away from Lamb, away from Gallup here. We're hearing that the Giants are the team that's in sort of the next team that might go get him. I don't see that. The Mariners got rid of him. They don't have a lot of money under the cap. I don't know if they want to go through that again. Plus, if the Cowboys can just beat up the Giants tomorrow, Beckham will be like, oh, I'm not going with Giants. They're not going anywhere. Yeah, they'll make the playoffs, but they'll lose first round here. Cowboys, he might think, have a shot to go much further. Maybe he wants the ring. Another thing we hear is that Beckham wants to sign he doesn't want to sign for the last 6-7 games of the year. He wants to sign a multi-year deal. I don't know if Jerry Jones is willing to give that, what that dollar amount will be. And we think that Beckham only wants to go to a warm weather team. Well, that's good for Dallas, right? But if I'm Beckham, I might be giving Andy Reid a phone call. All right, maybe up there and giving, let's go to Buffalo here as far as teams that have a better chance here. By Monday, no, because he hasn't visited Dallas yet. He'll have to visit Dallas maybe this weekend, maybe early next week, and then have a medical. He's going to have a medical before they do anything for him. I think he is going to be a Cowboy. I do. I don't think Jerry Jones is going to let him go, but not by Monday. So I'll put a little lawyerism here. Fantasy, because not by Monday, but he will be a Cowboy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm also going to go fantasy. I think the Bills are the team that needs him the most. Now, of course, George did just tell us he wants to go to a warm weather team. But I don't know. I can't shake this Odell Beckham Buffalo Bills connection. Now, I would love to see him sign with the Cowboys. I mean, a three wide receiver set of CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and Odell Beckham Jr. And I believe the Cowboys would be willing to give him a multi-year deal as well. So I think it makes a ton of sense. But, I mean, most importantly, I'm also going to steal your lawyer logic and say it's not going to happen by Monday either. I think it probably ends up being something that I also think Odell wants the drama a little bit. Like, I think he wants to be recruited. I think he wants to be in the headlines. Like, will he, won't he? Wants to send some cryptic tweets about, you know, where he's signing or whatever. So I think he's going to drag it out for a couple more weeks. So I got fantasy as well. Moving on, Zach Wilson has been benched by the New York Jets on the same week that it has been reported that Sam Darnold is going to return as the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. So fantasy reality, George, you would rather have as the starting quarterback of your team Sam Darnold over Zach Wilson, fantasy or reality?
Oh, my God. Wow. What a choice. Gee, thanks. I'd rather have Sam Darnold over Zach Wilson. Well, we already talked to Zach Wilson earlier, right? He's looked awful. I mean, it's a shame here because it looked like when he came back from injury last year, he took a step. Not a huge step, but he took a step. And this year, all you with better talent, right? I mean, you draft Wilson. You sign all those tight ends, Conklin, to get better there. I know Breece Hall was having a great season before he got hurt. Yeah, things have gone to hell since Breece Hall got hurt there. You know, I think it's just not working well. His attitude is not good. You knew the media was going to get all over him after the MILF stuff, in the offseason. That's just what they do here. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, by the way, but it was going to be a problem. Just like it was a problem with Tony Romo with the Cabo stuff. It meant nothing, but when you go on vacation during a bye week and you don't win the next week, you know, people are going to get all over you there. To answer this question, yes. Yeah. It's fact. I mean, Wilson's failed. I mean, Donald's failed too, but at least he's been okay. He was really good at the first four games last season until he got hurt. I mean, he was really, really good. It looked like he was going to take that next step. And then he's become terrible again. But the question is, would I rather have Donald over Zach Wilson? Yes, I would. You're not going anywhere with either one of them. Neither one's a franchise quarterback or anywhere near close. But sure, to answer this question, I'd rather have Donald.
Yep, I would rather have Darnold as well. I mean, if this is the question you're asking, like being in the position to have to ask this question is a brutal spot. And I just happened to go back and look at the Zach Wilson draft. I mean, the degree to which the Jets set their franchise back like 5 years in that draft. Unbelievable. I mean, if they could have taken literally any other player in the top 15 and they would have had like an all pro. I mean, we're talking like ahead of Jamar Chase, ahead of Kyle Pitts, several great defensive players, several great offensive tackles, Rashawn Slater, Justin Fields. I mean, at this point, I would rather have the mystery of Trey Lance over the knowledge of what Zach Wilson is. Like, there's no way you could convince me that Zach Wilson was the correct pick. I mean, even Mac Jones, who was so bad last week for the Patriots, I'd rather have freaking Mac Jones than Zach Wilson. Like, Wilson just looks like truly one of the worst first round, you know, quarterback. I mean, a Josh Rosen level bust to me at this point. And finally, I mean, you know, a big deal over the holidays is everyone likes to get together and watch something with their family. No one wants to talk to their family, to their in-laws for the entire time that they're together. So there's lots of TV going on. People go to the movies. Like, Christmas Eve is like one of the biggest movie going days of the year. People go see plays, people go see all kinds of things. And Brett has highlighted to us here the nut on television. Not only is it going to be on television, but it's going to be on Disney Plus, but also they're going to be doing, you know, live performances of this as well. So very simple question, George. Fantasy or reality, you will be watching the Hip Hop Nutcracker.
Does anybody think that I'm going to watch the Hip Hop Nutcracker? Really? I mean, come on, all right? I've never even heard of this thing. I don't think I've ever seen any Nutcracker. I'm married with two daughters, a female dog, two nieces who are like daughters to me. I have plenty of Nutcrackers in the house, okay? I don't need to go see any more of these. So no. God bless and enjoy if you decide to go watch this, view it, whatever. No, I will have nothing to do with this. I don't watch anything like that anyway. No. And I not even know it's hell to the no. I will not be going to see or going to watch the Hip Hop Nutcracker. Big time fantasy.
Yep, big time fantasy for me as well. No chance on this. But I actually have a more interesting one, which is we finally, after like, I don't know, 20 years of this, I think it's been 15 years since the original Avatar came out, finally these long rumored sequels that James Cameron has been filming, finally they're starting to come to theaters. So are you going to see the Avatar sequel in theaters?
The answer to that would be no. I didn't see the original. You know, I'm not seeing the grown-up Smurfs here. Very little interest here. Tell you the truth, if I had nothing to do one night, I would pop on the original, see if I enjoyed it at all. But I just don't have much interest in there. There are plenty of shows I'd like to binge. You know, and you and I are Star Wars guys. I still haven't gotten to Endor. I want to get to it. It's football season, man. There's nothing else. I don't have time for anything else right now. Like I said, I'm a big Star Wars guy, and I haven't gotten to Endor yet because I don't have the time. So, no, I'm not going to go see Avatar. I said, I haven't seen the original, the grown-up Smurfs. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably go see it. I mean, I like going to the movies. Now, the issue is my wife does not like going to the movie theater, so I might have to take, like, my brother-in-law or something like that to get to go do it. But, by the way, you do need to get caught up on Andor. I just watched the season finale of Andor this morning. Unbelievable. Absolutely fantastic television. We are truly blessed to live in a golden era of content. So much good stuff. So much good stuff that I can't imagine the Hip Hop Nutcracker even.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Being made. Funny to understand that that even exists. Guys, we are going to go ahead and run into our final break here on the program pretty soon. Of course, if you missed any of this, if you want to go back and watch our Thanksgiving DFS or our Thrive Fantasy segment, check those on demand. See you back here with George in just a few moments on the program.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. And as always, we end FST with a little something we like to call the Sports Grid 60.
All right, no complaints from me today. It's Thanksgiving, and I have thanks to give here. It's my favorite holiday. Family, food, friends, football, fantasy, all really wrapped into one. And I'll give thanks to Lou Mayon, our owner here, for and my Cardano. Let me do a job that I love here. Everybody I work with, Davis Maddock, Greg Sussman, Mike Blewett, guys I've worked with forever, Craig Mish, guys I've known forever here, Gabriel Morency, Cam Stewart, everybody here. I enjoy working with you all immensely here. My family, of course, my wife for putting up with doing these shows, knowing she can't go in the kitchen, got to be quiet. My daughter's same thing. Hell, even my dog is quiet, right? To everybody here. And of course, you, the viewers, the listeners, the readers who read our content here. Thank you. I can't tell you. We have a great holiday tomorrow. Enjoy your turkey, dark meat, white meat, stuffing, mashed potatoes. It's all good. Have a great holiday, everybody.
Yeah, I would definitely like to echo that. Of course, very grateful for everyone here at Sports Grid. Grateful to our producer, Brett. Grateful for Craig. Grateful for George, subbing in for him, Sussman, Jeremy, everyone at the company. Great job, great company. Glad to be here. And of course, very grateful for the World Cup. I never thought there would be a time in my life where I would be celebrating Black Friday by watching England play versus the United States in a World Cup group stage match. Going to be, I think, probably one of the best. The 48 hours from Thanksgiving games on Thursday to the World Cup on Friday, going to be some of the greatest sports viewing television everywhere. I'll be locked in on my couch, lots of food. So, of course, everyone, and like George said, thankful for everyone who watches and views the network as well. Thank you to everyone for watching the show. Thank you to Brett for producing. Thanks to George for stepping in. I'll see you back on Friday in In-Game Live for England, USA.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.